Dr. Lisicord, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mrs. Ulrich. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? No objection. Motion passes. Thank you again, Ms. Forte, for explanation. Thank you for your time. We move to item K, presentations. We have none. And that takes us to item L, information discussion items, specifically L1. This is acknowledgement of receipt and adoption of the timeline for review of renewal of River Oaks Academy charter petition. And we'll turn it over to Dr. Morales for some introductory comments.
It's important to note for the board that all the new laws don't go into effect until July 1. And I know I'm going to bring up Marlo Hartsicker to comment on this item, but the training for the new guidelines and laws moving forward is forthcoming later on this spring.
Thank you. Ms. Hartsicker.
Good evening, board members and staff. So I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome all of the members of the River Oaks Academy team that are with us tonight. We have board members Terry Childs, Jennifer Doherty, Dr. Michael McCambridge. We also are joined by the director, Claudia Weintraub. We also have Benny Martinez. Everyone knows Benny from BSA. In addition, we have some staff here, Nick Humphrey, Leslie Maple, and Maria Montaigne. And in addition, we have Ellen Smith in the back. She's the former superintendent of the Moore Park School District, and she has been helping out and working as a consultant on this project as well. So this does kick off a very busy charter season that we have coming up. And you can see that beautifully wrapped bundle in front of you for your reading pleasure. Don't be too intimidated. The good news is we have a review team that we've put together that my department is coordinating, and we're going to do a very comprehensive analysis of the petition for you. So we will be presenting on that at the next board meeting. The timeline that we have in front of us is really governed by Ed Code Section 47605. So much like an initial new charter petition, renewals go through that same timeline. So we are officially adopting tonight. Within 30 days, we have to hold a public hearing. So that will be at the next board meeting. And at that time, River Oaks team will get up and give a presentation, which is much like their regular annual programmatic audit that you're used to, but will be a little bit more in depth with touching on the renewal criteria as well. And then as a board, you have the option, and also I'll be presenting the staff report at the next meeting. And then as a board, you have the option. Historically, this board has made typically decisions on renewal at that next meeting, but you also have the option of delaying until the following meeting, which is in March. So it's really up to you. And as you're reviewing it, if you have questions, please make notes, and we'll be happy to go over that. I really have to commend the River Oaks team. The petition in front of you really took the better part of a year for them to really perfect. And when I say perfect, I mean they really took this seriously and wanted to take this opportunity to make sure what they were presenting was of a very high quality. They've already had a lot of collaboration with the different departments in the VCOE. Many of those departments have been looking at this petition on an ongoing basis throughout the year. So I'm very excited for them to finally get to start the process, and I'm going to introduce Claudia Weintraub, the director of River Oaks, to come up and say a few words. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlo. Good evening, Dr. Flores, Dr. Morales, honor board members, staff, and guests. I wrote this in big type, but I still got to wear my glasses. It's strange to be here in the front row. We're usually hiding out in the back. But we're here today to present you with our charter renewal petition. We're really extremely proud of this document, which did take us the better part of a year to prepare. Countless stakeholders, including teachers and staff, board members, parents and mentors such as Ellen Smith, as well as the outside support of many members from a variety of departments at the VCOE, were involved in making sure that what you have in front of you today not only represents what River Oaks is about, but also encompasses the best learning strategies, the newest laws, and of course our goals for the next 5 years. For those of you who have visited with us, attended our events, and met with our staff, families, and students, you probably already know that River Oaks provides an alternative setting. For those students who are, for a myriad of reasons, just don't fit into the traditional system, our students self-select to join River Oaks, usually at a moment in their lives when they realize that they need a more personalized, one-on-one support in a small, safe setting like River Oaks. At our last WASC visit, one of the visiting team members stated that students who come to ROA are broken and we fix them. We hold our students to high academic standards, but we also hold their hands on their journey and provide them with the, in many cases, much needed social emotional support. Many come to us not only academically behind, but also with social emotional wounds. This in turn leads to a high mobility rate with our student population, who then, after settling down, may try to return to the traditional classroom-based program. We hope it will also be evident in the petition that River Oaks works hard at reaching out to students of all backgrounds and academic abilities throughout the county of Ventura and adjacent counties. We constantly adjust our program to make sure that we meet the needs of all students, which includes having recognized the need for a summer program, especially in Oxnard, where we will provide a safe place for our students during the summer so they can make up credits and work ahead. We know our strengths and continue to work on our weaknesses, and we believe that all of this will be quite evident in the document you have in front of you. Please know that we are most happy to answer any questions you might have, hear any thoughts and suggestions for improvements, or just in general, or host you for a visit if you would like to see what River Oaks is about beyond the pages of these rather big binders. We are looking forward to presenting our programmatic report to you at the February board meeting and discussing our program and the changes in our charter petition in further detail. Thank you.
Thank you. So at this time, do I have a motion from the board?
I'll motion to accept the charter petition renewal.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Ulrich, second by Dr. Liskor. Any discussion before we proceed?
I just had one question, and that I did notice that we have all the appendices online. Are they also included in this, or were they put online as addendum?
So we should have explained that. Well, Nancy, you can go ahead and...
Okay, so all of this that we see is also... Okay, thank you. That was it.
Well, there's no more discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No abstentions. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much for the reading materials. We look forward to seeing you at our meeting in February.
You guys got to travel through traffic for this.
Yeah, Dr. Lister already assured me he will have this memorized in February. So thank you again for your time. Thank you for coming. We move to item M, board member comments. We'll start with Mr. Collins. Anything to share with the board?
No comments.
Thank you. Dr. Lissagor?
Just the Providence graduation, Feb 6. I can attend unless there's somebody else who would like to take a look at it. I'd be happy to defer. Okay. And also, I wanted to comment about the Tri-Counties Ed Coalition. I've attended their Sacramento advocacy thing several times, and if you haven't done it, you'll find it fascinating. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different level than the CSBA Ledge Day.
Oh, yeah.
And typically, we'll have Jackie Irwin and Monique Limon and others join us for dinner. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very different experience.
And when is that, Mark?
I'm sorry?
When is it?
It's I can't remember, but it's May, I think.
Yeah, it was last year was end of May, perhaps.
It's
But
I think it's right after the House of Delegates.
Yeah, it's not
okay. That would be my question because I'll be up there anyways.
Yeah, exactly. It's Monday and Tuesday after the House of Delegates.
But I totally agree with Trustee Lissagor. The discussion and the type of issues, because there's a coalition, make it very powerful.
Yeah,
I think it's a great organization.
Thank you for that, mm-hmm. Mr. Dr. Lissagor, Mr. Teasdale.
One comment, and it might, I admire if you put together these huge paper documents. Is there a way we can save paper if this is all online and save time of staff? At this point, no, but I'm thinking looking forward, because I look at this, and since it's all online, my question is, to save time and paper.
Sure, and that really was set by this board, that guideline. So at any time that you'd like to change that, the admin regulations require the copies in paper, because obviously times have changed and, you know, people have different preferences. So if that's something you guys want to, you know, consider, I'd be more than happy to change that. We will be looking at all of the documents at the end of this school year as well. So,
especially since we have a sequence of these things coming up, maybe perhaps give an option to our board. Those that prefer online, fantastic. Those that prefer hard copy.
I have had the future schools are going to be putting them in spiral, like the multiple coil spirals, so it's not such a big binder. So that's one change. That doesn't save the paper, but it does help in terms of carrying it.
Mm-hmm. And my only comment with that is we're seeing a charter petition coming.
Appeal.
Mm-hmm. That is actually helpful to have in paper, mm-hmm. as opposed to ones we've seen repeatedly and there's changes. So that would be my comment on that.
So what I could do, if you want, is have Dr. Morales find out if any of you would like to have a paper copy. And then, of course, for instance, Bridges will be submitting next meeting, so I can reduce that if, in fact, one or more of you would rather not receive it.
Okay.
Yeah. That can be an intermediary step until we revisit the policy itself, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. perhaps have it be upon request.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any savings if it's just, let's say, one of us still preferred hard copy? Is there any savings in that?
I mean, of course, any reduction in the number of them. I do need to have, I do have them for the different departments that mm-hmm. look at it as well, because for them, many times they'll pass it around and make notes on it. So
you are printing.
We are printing anyway, some of them. But if we wanted to reduce because any of you really don't want paper, then certainly that would help.
Hey, Mara, don't we also have to place these in public?
That's what, yes, Nancy mm-hmm. takes care of all of that.
And then we can recycle the findings?
Yes. We do that for sure.
Thank you.
I do want to congratulate you on the time you put into this thing. I was trying to go through 227 pages, and that's a lot of data you have. The next time, after 5 years, if we renew this, will you have to go through with the new legislation? Will you have to go through all these jumps and hoops still? And
yes.
You'll have to keep printing mm-hmm, something? That must take a lot mm-hmm. of your staff and time to put together something like this.
It does, but it is always and the staff would be doing this on some level anyway, because it's always a constant state of how can we improve. And so this is between this and they're starting WASC. So they have continual progress of improvement. Process.
A labor of love.
Right.
I'm Sal. You guys don't use a shared drive for big documents like this?
Well, do you? They probably do in working on it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we do have that internally, but.
But then to transmit it, you give us this present.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. Wrapped in everything.
Wrapped in everything. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. T. Don't Ms. Ulrich.
I had a comment, and it's. My old age, we got distracted here. My comment was I'll have to wait till next time. I'll think about it on the way home. So that'll be now.
Can we enter that as a future agenda item?
So I'm going to say I have no board member comments, just to move us along to future agenda items. Again, we see our schedule of charter petitions that are up for renewal. Keep us busy for quite a few months. Our next meeting will be here, February 24th, 6 p.m. And with that, we are adjourned at 6:32. Thank you, everybody.